Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. The Reverend James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast of the chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Mark chapter 1. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locust and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." John's work is nearly done. His purpose was to be the prophet of the Most High, who would go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. From a most unusual birth of an aged woman, to preach a message of repentance to address an aged curse, sin, and death. And in extraordinary garb, he baptized with ordinary water to cleanse the sinner for the coming of Yahweh in the flesh. John's work is nearly done as he now points to Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. See the gentle Lamb appear, promised from eternal years. Now has come the day of the Lord. Now has come," as one commentator described it, "the rupturing of creation. Now has come the time when God will act with a happening that has never happened before, that has never been matched, that will never be greater, that will never be more central or significant in all of history, in heaven and on earth. The Lamb dying for the sins of the world." Who can pinpoint when it all began? At the fall of Adam and Eve? At the promise of a virgin birth? At the conception of Jesus in Mary's womb? At the birth of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us? Before the very foundation of the world. But here at the Jordan River is a moment in the eternal history of God where he acts most significantly to put all things back together, to bring about a new creation, to forgive sin, to conquer death for you, for me, and for all the world. See the gentle Lamb appear. John knows him. As Jesus approaches the banks of the Jordan River, John knows the significance of this font. It was here that Israel crossed many years ago into the Promised Land, as the perfect Israel now promises us a promised land through his work. Yet John speaks to the incarnate God, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Oh Lord, I am a sinner and you are sinless, yet I should baptize you. St. Matthew captures those earth-stopping words of God. Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. Yes, John, I am the righteous one, and I have come to make all men righteous. Jesus stepped into the Jordan River, and there he stepped into the dye of our sin and our eternal death. John baptized him with the sins of the world, of all history, of all calamity, of all evil, of all death, of all damnation. And there it all clung to him. And Jesus comes up out of the water bearing our sins, the sins of the world. See the gentle lamb appear to be led to the slaughter as the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Here Jesus became sin who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God. Here is the fulfilling of all righteousness, to deposit our sin finally at the cross. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. Isaiah foretold it. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. The heavens were rent when God stepped from his kingdom hall to a humble stall. The heavens were rent when Jesus was baptized, and now we see the full Trinity present to mark this event as spectacular for the salvation of all the world. The heavens were rent when Moses and Elijah came to visit Jesus on the mountain, and the Father proclaimed, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The heavens were rent when the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom, and God opened the kingdom of heaven for us all. The heavens were rent when Jesus finished his course and ascended to his throne and crown, having fulfilled all righteousness and having opened heaven for us all. The Father proclaims, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Who can comprehend the mystery and holiness of this moment? And why would the Father say he is well pleased with his Son, who just became the rebellion and sin of man? Was the Father pleased with his Son when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Yes, he was pleased. Here, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall indeed be righteous, shall have eternal life. And Jesus came up out of the water. So on the third day, he came up out of the grave. He rose from the dead, giving life and salvation to you and to me. And now, our baptism is immersed in his baptism, except it's just the opposite. Jesus took on our sins in his baptism. Jesus takes our sins off in our baptism. In our baptism, he gives us his own righteousness, such a blessed exchange. So too, in our baptism, God rends the heavens, and he opens the gates wide for us to enter in. That happened when you were baptized. He comes to wash away our sins, and we come up out of the water, holy, pure, righteous in his sight. because we are washed in the blood of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. And in our baptism, the Father speaks the same. You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased because of my Son, and he has washed you clean. And because we are baptized into Christ, with Christ, we will be raised from the dead on the last day. And the heavens will rend wide open for us to enter in for all eternity. And we will join the heavenly chorus, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain," to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and glory and honor and blessing. This is the baptism of our Lord for our salvation. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.